107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, are you rested from opening week?
I am not.
Not in the least.
Not at all.
Oh, Ann, what an amazing opening week that was for Stratford Festival.
Oh, gosh, we had a ball. It was just fabulous. And, you know, the reaction in the media, which, of course, is what I'm looking for all the time, has been so positive with the the Globe and Mail saying it's the strongest opening week they've seen in a long time, the Star going along with that. So every single solitary show is getting great reviews from every corner. So it's just terrific to see.
It is wonderful. Now, we chat on Thursday, so we didn't get a chance to talk about the openings of The Winter's Tale and Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, too. Exceptionally beautiful shows. Winter's Tale, directed by Anthony Cimolino, fabulous. Oh my gosh, please don't miss it. It is it's such a beautiful story, led by Graham Abbey, Sarah Topham, Yana McIntosh. An incredible story of a husband who goes out of his mind with jealousy, which sounds like we're kind of going down the road towards Othello, but instead it becomes a really fantastical story in the second part after intermission. You go to an entirely different world in Bohemia, and the story unfolds in a very positive and exciting way.
And that is playing at the TPT, is that right?
That's right. It's at the Tom Patterson Theater, and it's a beautiful, beautiful show.
I am.
4 out of 4 stars, Toronto Star.
Nice. Again, the rave reviews coming in for all the shows from opening week. And let's talk Anne of Green Gables, which was an opening matinee.
That's right. It's the children's show, and we do try to open the children's show in a matinee. And, of course, kids come out to it, and that is fantastic. And this is a brand new adaptation of Anne of Green Gables, and it is, I would say, taking the world by storm. I have never seen such response to a kids show before. People are absolutely being swept up in it. Caroline Toll is the most amazing Anne Shirley that you've ever seen, and we've got some great Anne Shirleys in this world. Here in Canada, you know, we've seen some wonderful ones. She's just superb. I think it was the Star that said she simply is Anne Shirley with every fiber of her being. And it's so true. I get choked up talking about it. The moment she appears in the play for the first time, my tears start. And
that
was a feeling shared by so many people in the audience. It is absolutely spectacular. It's funny. It has a framing device in the modern day.
Okay.
Where it's a book club that's going to do a reading of Anne of Green Gables, but their reading just keeps growing and growing and growing into this incredibly beautiful family play that we have.
Oh, that's
at
wonderful.
The Avon Theater.
Oh, very good. So that's, again, a world premiere with Anne of Green Gables, a new adaptation, if you will. And there's also another world premiere this season, Ransacking Troy.
Yes. Yesterday we had the very first rehearsal for Ransacking Troy. It's by Aaron Shields. Aaron wrote Paradise Lost for us, an adaptation of the Milton poem, before the pandemic, maybe 2018 that premiered here. And people absolutely loved it. Lucy Peacock played Satan. It was a fabulous show. And now we are getting this wonderful play, Ransacking Troy. I saw the workshop last year, and I was really, really captivated by it. It is about the Trojan War, the Iliad and the Odyssey stories. And basically what it is if people recall the Trojan War, I think it lasted 10 years, then it took 10 years for Odysseus and the men to get home. And the women in this new adaptation, Ransacking Troy, the women go, oh, wait a minute, what the heck's going on here? This is taking too long. These men don't know what they're doing. And they go over to Troy themselves and just settle things and wrap it up and get home.
So it's Ransacking Troy. We're looking forward to this one.
That's, yeah, for sure. I really am.
And again, we'll keep you up to date on all of the details on that. And in terms of previews or, again, first rehearsals, on social media, I'm seeing so many posts of people loving Sense and Sensibility, saying you got to get tickets for this show.
Oh, absolutely. Another, adaptation of the great Jane Austen book. And this is, of course, the 250th anniversary of the birth of Jane Austen. So what a great time to go and see that. It and the beautiful new play, Forgiveness, are opening June 18, 19. And I have some a promo code for those openings, for $25 tickets for those openings. And there are a few other selected performances of some other shows that opened this week. As You Like It, Winter's Tale, Annie, might be a few others in there that you can also get $25 tickets for. So I'll give you the promo code, and I'll also give you a link for your website, Jamie, and people can have an opportunity to come and see some fantastic shows.
Sounds
at
good.
An incredible price.
Perfect. And that promo code?
117-993.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for that. And of course, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com as the season continues. And I'm sure we will be chatting about this through this month, with June being Pride Month as well.
Yes, we have. We raised our pride flag last week, and we are in full swing. Some wonderful events coming up for Pride. I think a lot of them are sold out, but not all of them are.
Okay.
We have some great events coming up, so be sure to go to the website and check those out, because with Pride, we launch the Mian Forum, which is absolutely fabulous. And Sarah and Tegan are going to be here. And I know I was at the theater last night, and they were their picture was on the screen, and everyone was saying, "Hey, wait a minute, Tegan and Sarah are going to be at the Strapper Festival?" And that was said repeatedly to me. And yes, they are. They're doing a talk at the Mian Forum on June 15th. And there are going to be some other great events for Pride. And, of course, we have some incredible shows. We've got a Pride selection on Stratfest at Home as well. So lots of things to celebrate with there.
Wow, lots happening. We are well underway with this amazing season with Stratford Festival. Again, the website, stratfordfestival.ca. And, again, that promo code 117993. And get yourself selected tickets for some amazing shows. Boy, what a great start to the season, Anne, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It was a wonderful week as we started. It's always exhausting to open six shows in 1 week, but it was so worth it. And we had so much fun at all those red carpets, and with the Pipers out on Monday night and the Bikers out to celebrate Macbeth. What a fun week we had, and the fun, I hope, will continue all season long.
Oh, for sure. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks for the update, Anne. We always appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. That's